This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm thriving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not 30.
And thriving.
And I hope you're not flirty. You're a married man.
But I am thriving, Tom. You're right. I'm not 30.
That I would like to see evidence of that before I put my name on it.
Tom, you know where I'm at in my life?
I could take a guess, but go ahead.
I was proud of myself all week. Like today, walking, I took a walk and then coming back in, I was like, hey, I'm doing pretty well. I ate breakfast 4 days in a row this week. Got up, made myself breakfast, and ate it. I'm on a 4 day breakfast streak. And to me, this is something to be proud of and an accomplishment in my life.
That's all right, I think. I think most people don't eat breakfast, right? Breakfast is it's not necessarily a scam, but it's like, I don't know, a lie we all choose to ignore.
I disagree. I feel great. When I eat a horrendous breakfast...
Okay.
My day is, and it might be psychosomatic or whatever. It might be the powers of suggestion. But if I have oatmeal with some healthy stuff in there, Tom, my day goes smoothly in every conceivable way.
What kind of stuff you put in there? Like vitamins, all-in-one vitamins?
Tom, yeah, vitamins in the form of natural foods.
Water. You put a lot of water in. You get your daily gallon of water.
I take a quarter cup of steel cut oats, mm-hmm. add a gallon of water to it.
Right. It makes it very watery, shakes. But at least you get your water for the day.
Yeah, of course. It's not supposed to be tasty, Tom. It's supposed to be fuel. I'm fueling my body. I do a few shakes from the one a day container.
Mm-hmm.
Shink, shink. And then
you shake some vitamin pills in there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, raw spinach, kale, and then in a big pot,
mm-hmm.
cauldron.
Yeah.
Stir that around. And then I top it off with some blueberries.
What's the latest on vitamins?
I don't know.
It's always like they're nonsense. You shouldn't have them. And then it's like, well, they don't hurt. You should have them.
Yeah.
And then other people are like, you pee them out.
I think they do that. I think they do that intentionally. So you buy vitamins, mm-hmm. right? Because yeah. you hear like, oh, no, now you need vitamins. And like sometimes they're like, you need this specific vitamin. Guess what? D, right?
Right.
Or
yeah.
sometimes they're like, oh, you need vitamin B.
Right.
Right. And so you buy these.
Or sometimes they're like, you need vitamin S. It's like, what? I've never heard of that. They're like, it's a new one.
Vitamin?
We just discovered it. And guess what? Because we just discovered it, everybody's deficient in it.
Yeah. And it's for bone health and skin.
Mm-hmm.
And
antioxidants. Everybody's got bones, everybody's got skin, and everybody wants them to be in tip-top shape.
Yeah. No, because if they said, like, oh, it's for thumbs, it's for your thumbs, some people would be like, now I don't have a thumb.
Yeah, I got them ripped off by an orangutan.
Yeah. Or, you know, I only have one thumb, the woodshop class, the woodshop teacher.
Yeah, the woodshop teacher took it off. Is that what you're implying happens sometimes?
No, the woodshop teacher
he might only have one thumb. Yeah,
yeah.
I recently fell down a rabbit hole. You ever hear about Jack the Baboon?
I have not heard about Jack the Baboon.
I'm surprised him. He was a very famous baboon about 130 years ago.
How old do you think I am, Tom?
Yeah, but you're Tim, I would think that you are
a connoisseur of kind of old timey
of baboon history of like
maybe
you know,
not necessarily baboon history. I don't know the
apes,
difference.
Monkeys.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. Everything, all of that, just falls into monkeys in my.
The baboons are the scary ones. They're the ones with the red asses.
Okay.
And like,
well, that's funny, not very scary.
The long
it's the fine line between funny and gross, but that's not frightening.
They've got the long faces, and they've got like vampire teeth, like fangs, and they're just right. like strong as anything.
Okay.
What's
the baboon?
Jack the baboon. So okay. The way we know about this baboon. Is there was a guy, he worked for the railroad, and his nickname was Jumper, because he would jump between the cars a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what he was known for?
Nowadays, they have like a little walkway, right?
Right. Well, one time he missed, and it tore his legs off.
Yikes.
So that made his job difficult to do. So he got a baboon to help him do the actual switches. And apparently somebody was riding on the railroad and they saw a baboon like throw a switch and they were like, what the hell? So they, you know, they filed a complaint or whatever.
Why would you complain about that? If the train didn't derail, you're delighted.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is great.
Trains back then were very dangerous. Not very dangerous, but like a lot more dangerous than they are now. And I feel like probably a lot of people in the late 1800s thought like the reason why trains are so dangerous is that everybody's cutting a lot of corners because there's no regulations on anything yet.
Nobody was concerned of, oh, nobody's like, oh, we need regulations. People are like, yeah, maybe a baboon can do it.
Well, no, I think, well, so eventually what happened was the railroad company was like, yeah, you got to get rid of that baboon doing your job. And he's like, nah, test him. So they like did the whole test and everything. And they were like, ah, he's pretty good at it. Apparently never screwed up his job. I believe 10 years on the job, he was paid, I think it was 20 cents a day and half a beer at the end of the week.
Half a beer?
Yeah, right? I mean... give the guy a whole beer. He's not a guy, yeah. He's a baboon. But
I mean, maybe that would make him go insane.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if monkeys are more susceptible or less susceptible to alcohol. Probably more because yeah, you know they don't drink it very much.
Yeah, low tolerance.
I'm only familiar with like monkeys that smoke cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah,
and to be honest, I'm not even that familiar with them. I just know they exist.
Again, I'm delighted by them.
But it's crazy to me because baboons are famously super dangerous. And somehow this guy not only tamed one, but trained it to do like a fairly complicated job, or at least like a very important job.
Yeah. So did he do the jumping between the trains too?
No, I don't
feel like he'd be good at that.
Oh, he'd be great at that. I don't think so. I think he just sat at the switch all day. Just
I mean, no offense, but why didn't they just get a guy to do that?
They did. They got this other guy, but for some reason, once he lost his legs, he couldn't do that.
Because was it like the switches you really had to dig in your heels?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it was like, well, there's a switch here and then there's a switch across the way. And sometimes you got to, you know, shuffle over over there to pull that switch. But apparently, you know, did a great job. And I would just like to know how he explained to the monkey, the baboon rather, like, hey, this is the job you got to do. I don't even know where the hell he found the thing.
Where did this happen? And I don't say on the rails. I know somewhere on the rails.
I want to say it was in England. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Jack the Baboon.
Now, this is a movie that you watched?
No, it's not a movie. It was a famous baboon. South Africa.
Okay.
Jack the Baboon died of tuberculosis.
Oof.
The tough way to go.
I didn't even know a baboon could get tuberculosis.
Well, I'm sure Jack
learned a lot from this Jack the Baboon story, Tom.
I'm sure Jack didn't know either. He was on the job for 9 years. doing all that. His skull's in a museum now, which is stupid. I don't care about seeing the skull of a baboon that could run the railroad.
Do you want to think about that, Tom?
I mean, if I'm already in the museum and they say that's one of the things we have, I'll check it out. But I'm not going to make a special trip to the museum for it. I don't know. I feel like you're setting people up for a disappointment because you think you're going to go look at that skull and it's going to be like, look at the size of the brain cavity. Like, it's bigger than a normal baboon skull. It could be any baboon skull. I wouldn't know.
No, if it's a regular size and it's just a regular baboon, then you start thinking, could a baboon do my job?
A baboon.
It's just a run-of-the-mill baboon.
A baboon could absolutely do your job. This baboon, he also, he pushed the guy around in a wheelchair, too.
This Jack seems like an all right guy.
He really, I mean, he's working overtime. He's working a regular job, and he's, helping out.
He's a healthcare worker.
Yeah, he's helping out this guy. What's his name? His name's
Jumper.
Barry. Well, his nickname's Jumper, but I'm trying to find with James Jumper Wide. That's a great name, James Wide.
Yeah.
It sounds like
he almost didn't need a nickname.
No. He's not a big guy, though. Yeah, if he was a big guy, then, yeah, he might have gotten bullied for his name. But he looks like he's in decent enough shape.
So my theory is, so they tell you that you need these vitamins, and so everybody goes out and buys the vitamins. And then every once in a while, then they see the story where it comes in. And it's like, oh, guess what? Actually, you pee them all out. Or like, it's not vitamins. They just, it's just like rocks in there or something.
What?
Right?
No, that's not one of the stories. I've never
well,
read a story
say,
where
they
say
that
so,
like
oh,
the
it's
vitamins
just
don't,
it's rocks.
The pills don't have the vitamins that they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, but they never they say didn't. It's just rocks and they were pretending they were vitamins.
What is anything, Tom? It's ground up rocks.
No, that's not what anything is. But who
and so
puts,
anyway,
who
so
puts
they get,
those stories out there?
The
who
vitamin
benefits
companies.
From this? The vitamin companies are undercutting themselves?
No, listen to me. Just friggin' listen to me for 2 seconds without talking about some baboon that drives a train.
He was relevant. He doesn't drive the train, you idiot. He just switches the tracks. The signal.
You don't have to be so demeaning, Tom. You don't have to be this mean to me. So what I think they do, they build it up. Oh, I need all these vitamins. And then they plant these stories like vitamins are garbage. And so it's like, yeah, vitamins suck. And they throw out the vitamins after taking like 3 or 4 vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Or they leave them in their drawer. And then 8 months later, you hear these stories. Guess what? Now you need potassium. You got to go get this vitamin.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly you're like, oh, vitamins again? And then you're rebuying the same vitamins.
Wouldn't it a better business model would just be to continuously sell people vitamins? There's
yeah,
no,
but people won't remember to take vitamins.
There's no business model where it's every 6 months we say our product is worthless. So people stop using it long enough so that it's not good when we tell them it should be used again.
It's no different than planned obsolescence, right? It's an iPhone slowing down and going, turning into a piece of crap, so you have to buy a new iPhone.
That's an old wives' tale.
I forgot. How much Apple stock do you own, Tom?
I told you, Tim. That's a story your old wife told you because she had so much Microsoft stock.
All right, Tom. So showers.
Yeah, showers and showering is what we're talking about this week. And let me
and
tell
not
you.
Baby showers. Not
no,
bridal showers.
Not those kinds of water showers.
Water, not April showers, bringing May flowers.
I would have been embarrassed this week because in my official to do, not official to do, like I have an official and an unofficial, but in my like nice to do app that I use, the top thing was research showers. And if somebody saw me, somebody looked over my shoulder, which luckily they can't because I don't go outside, they would be like, well, oh, P.U. This guy needs to research showers. He needs to see what these showers everybody's talking about.
I'm getting this
are all about.
On two levels, I'm seeing this. I'm reading over it with two of my senses. I'm seeing how he needs to research showers. He doesn't take any. And I'm smelling them with my nose.
Yeah. I'm smelling it, but I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I think he would believe. I just dropped off. This is apropos of nothing, but I just dropped off some clothes, old clothes in like one of those donation bins. But they had been in the back of my car for, I don't know, 2 years. And I believe at the time they were all clean. Maybe one thing was dirty. And like, boy, these smelled horrible when I put them in there.
Did you like drive your dog around and she was using them as a bed and possibly a toilet?
I think just being in a car for that long, and like wrapped in like a garbage bag, anything's gonna start just smell. Like it didn't even smell like, oh, these smell like bad clothes. It just smelled like a bad smell, like the way
like
poison
mildew-y?
Smells or something. Yeah, I guess like mildew. They were.
Is it moist in your car?
Well, the clothes were all clean, but they were not dry when I put them in that bag 2 years ago. I figured they would dry them at the charity place.
That's what they generally do. They have to wash them because some people, like you, I'm learning, some monsters will donate dirty clothes. Come on, just give them a wash before
but
you.
But also, they're going to wash them anyway.
Well, I hope.
Yeah.
And then I hope, you know what? When an article of clothing that is touching a person's skin is being transferred to another person to touch their skin for a whole day.
Yeah.
I think it's only prudent that you, the person donating, washes it, then the middleman washes it, and then the new owner washes it before it starts touching somebody else's skin.
Well, that's a lot of waste, Tim, and you're going to wear down your clothes sooner doing that.
I think it's only right.
Some of these clothes were
sick world.
Some of these clothes were brand new, and I told you I washed them. I just didn't dry them. Anyway, Tim, this week we're talking about showering, mostly because I had a very bad experience with showering this week.
Let me ask you this, Tom. We live in unprecedented times. A lot of people are not getting fully dressed.
Right.
A lot of people, some people aren't eating breakfast every day. some people are not showering as often.
Yeah.
How is your showering routine different or similar to the normal times?
Identical. I mean, I've worked, you know, I haven't worked with other people in a while now. And I work from home often.
Because of when was that lawsuit?
Still pending.
When was the settlement?
Still pending. It's in appeals right now. But I have to shower every day. Like, and I do working from home, like I do. Full disclosure, sometimes on a Sunday I won't shower, but I won't feel good about it.
I feel terrible when I don't shower.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop me from not showering for a day or two once in a while.
Once in a while. But like if it's a day where I have to like do shit and get shit done, then I shower. My hair is not normally greasy, but after a day, all of a sudden it's like, all right, we're going to be greasy hair now. So I have to shower. I hate the way it feels.
I'm turning into a 1950s muscle car driving white t-shirt, cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve of my shirt. Greaser, Tom, during this pandemic. I don't know what the deal is.
You don't shower? You don't wash your
hair
anymore?
If I wake up on Saturday morning and I don't shower by 7 p.m. Saturday night, My hair is dripping with grease.
You could fry an egg with that grease.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, so I need to shower every morning for the most part, or else I like can't feel productive. I don't feel like even before all this, when I would work from home, I'm a very big like
for all what?
For the coronavirus.
Oh, right. Yes.
The what? I would always shower in the morning and get dressed normal. I would get dressed normally. It's not like I wear, you know, even when I had an office job, I didn't wear nice clothes. It was, you know, it wasn't horrible clothes. I didn't wear stuff with holes in them or whatever, but I would wear, I don't know, normal casual clothes.
I've never... outside of a handful of weddings that I've been at, that you were also at, I've only seen you in like one standard style of clothing, like jeans or like khaki shorts.
Yeah,
that's what I'm wearing right now. And a plaid button-down shirt.
Yeah, I mean that's my uniform. Hey, it's worked for me this long. Look at how far I've gotten in life. So
you're a style icon.
The other day on Monday of this week, I go to take a shower and there's no hot water in the morning. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to brave a cold shower. And I do. It was horrible the whole time. I'm like, but I do it. But then the next day, not only is there no hot water, there's no water. No water would come out. And now
the management of your company, of your building, the management company, are they trying to like get you to leave? Are you?
Yeah.
Have you been causing problems?
No more than
usual. Have you been paying your rent?
Yes.
Okay.
My rent. That's another.
That's all right. Not necessarily something we have to talk about in this
for
public
months,
forum.
They've been sending me double bills, and then I sent them a letter like, hey, you keep sending me, I don't owe you this much. I got receipts and everything. And now this month they sent me a bill for $0. And it's like, well, no, I still owe you for this month. Anyway, I guess there was a problem with the water heater. They turned off the water. Then they turned it back on. But it wasn't hot water. So I had to take what ancient man would have to do. Where I just filled a big pot with water and heated it on the stove and then washed myself using that.
And a rag?
Not a rag, a loofah. A loofah and shower gel.
So did you dip the loofah in the hot water?
Yeah.
And just kind of, that's so depressing.
It, you know what? I mean, it sucked. When I was doing it, it really sucked. But
did
it wasn't
cry?
That. No, I didn't cry because it wasn't.
Did you cry about how sad it was? How depressing it was?
No, because it wasn't like.
How far
I was...
you fallen?
No, because it wasn't like I was doing this because I couldn't afford water anymore. It was just because the building, they, you know, the water tank broke or whatever. It was fine. It was nice. And you know what? It wasn't nice.
Don't sit here and tell me that was nice. You're
you know
washing
what?
Yourself with a rag while sobbing.
It wasn't a rag. It was a loofah. It was nice because I was very cautious about how much water I was using. So then at the end, I still had like half the water left. And guess what? Right over my head. Real nice. Yeah,
you know,
it felt
even
great.
Better than that. Just a constant stream of water, whatever temperature you want.
Yeah. Well, I found out afterwards that what I was doing, well, actually, what I did the first day, which was when there was no hot water, I turned on the water, wet my loofah, put some shower gel, went under it briefly to wet myself, and then washed, lathered everything up. You know, shampooed my hair. Then once all that was done, I turned it back on and braved the cold water for like 30 seconds to rinse myself. I have since found out that that is called a Navy shower, Tim.
The cold water at the end? Or no, no, the whole not... depressing boiling water on the stove first?
No, no, none of that. The first day I had to take a shower, just a cold shower.
Right.
It's a Navy shower because in the Navy, they don't have a lot of fresh water. So you can't have the water running the whole time. So you do all your business and then you rinse off. But I found out even better than that. Sailors in the Navy, you know what they call a not Navy shower, like a regular shower?
Oh, some kind of like schmuck session.
No, it's way better. They call it a Hollywood shower.
Ooh,
right.
You know what? I don't mind if some submarine guy is calling me Hollywood. It's like, yeah,
well, I'd love to take a Hollywood shower.
Yeah, I am living a luxurious life. Yeah. I can put both
my arms out all the way and not touch anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm you know, we all made our decisions. We all made our choices here.
Yeah.
But it's not like yeah, all right. I'm Hollywood. Fine. I'm Hollywood.
But I like that. Yeah, Hollywood shower. Oh, yeah, I'd love to take a Hollywood shower, but unfortunately, I've been in the submarine for 6 months. And I also found out in my naval...
Oh, look at that Beverly Hills sandwich. It's on rye bread.
Bread on both sides. Must be nice. We have to have these Navy open-face sandwiches because bread is tight. I also found out in my naval research... that there is such a thing as sailor soap.
Is this going to be gross?
No.
Am I going to have to bleep this?
Sailor soap or saltwater soap. So normal soap has sodium chloride, which does not lather well with salt water. Sailor soap has potassium chloride or sodium. Yeah. Yeah. Potassium chloride. Potassium salt. And that lathers with seawater.
They wash themselves in seawater?
Sometimes, yeah, when things get desperate.
But then you're not even getting clean.
You're getting clean, you're getting salty, but you're getting clean.
You know what's in the seawater? All sorts of creatures and their business.
Well, they're not bringing up the creatures and everything. All their business, it sinks to the bottom. It's heavier than water.
I don't know if that's true. And also, Tom... Thanks for the distinction of the chemical compounds that make up
civilian
soap versus naval officer soap.
Tim, I think it's called Hollywood soap, actually. Look, some people would be interested. A lot of chemists listen to this show, and they want to possibly make some of the sailor soap at home. So I want to tell them about the chemicals required.
Well, it's a valuable service here.
Sailor soap isn't as fatty. It doesn't have fatty. It doesn't have as many fatty acids in it. It doesn't rely on fat to lather up. Okay. I don't know if you can use sailor soap in a Hollywood shower, though.
I mean, it's fine. I think most soap is a scam.
Yeah, I can tell. Tim, let me ask you, speaking of which, let me ask you about your personal hygiene, your personal showering habits, as they were.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, are you a guy who sings in the shower?
No, I don't sing in the shower, especially now I moved into a new apartment.
Yeah.
And there are vents in
And you're not sure if there are cameras in the vents yet or not.
Well, the camera, look, this is my stance on bathroom cameras.
All right, you heard it here. Tim's official stance.
If you're going to film me in the bathroom, go nuts, man. Like, what am I going to be embarrassed by me being in the bathroom? No. If what are you going to like be like, hey, guess what this guy does? Bathroom stuff. You know, like that's not going to embarrass me. I think that reflects worse on you, the guy who's filming somebody in a bathroom.
Well, to be clear, it's not me doing this.
Is it though?
I simply don't have the means, nor the motivation. I mean, and yeah, if somebody got you on camera, like wiping your ass or whatever, it's like, even if that was Tom Cruise, that's not going to go viral. Nobody wants to see, you know,
nobody wants to see that. And nobody's going to fault anybody for wiping their ass.
Yeah, unless they do it wrong.
He's peeing.
I can see the headlines now. Tom Cruise pees in a toilet. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let me ask you another personal shower question. What order do you go in when you're washing things?
I don't have to answer that.
I assert my Fifth Amendment right.
Here's what I do. It's a very simple, and, something I don't recommend. I don't care. I don't care how people shower. I do, body first with bar soap these days.
Ooh, okay.
And I work my way down from, the neck area.
Tim, this is a little too sensual the way you're describing it.
Down to
this
my
is a
toes.
G-rated podcast.
From the neck to the toes with a detour to the arms and the digits, right? And then generally, Tom, look, I was never a shampoo and conditioner all-in-one guy because I thought that was something that they marketed to men who are like, hey dudes, are you too fucking hardcore and not feminine enough to you know, waste time with shampoo and conditioner?
I don't know.
Here's
what
all
the,
in one.
I don't know what the hell TV shows you're watching on which network that they have commercials that curse like that.
I watch Spike TV and they question my masculinity constantly.
I think Spike TV is Paramount TV now.
I just watch old tapes, old VHS tapes. Oh,
I see.
I would have VCRs just recording it 24 hours a day.
Because you were terrified of this day coming where it became a different channel.
Yeah, so it's just a 24-hour loop of Spike TV programming from 10 years ago. So I have a... because the first time I ventured out during the pandemic, I was like, I'm gonna buy. I was in need of some shampoo, and I only wanted to be in the pharmacy. It was a Duane Reade, I think.
Yeah, as briefly as possible.
Yeah, and literally all they had was like just this shampoo and conditioner in one. And I was like, look, I might not be out of my, you know, out of my home for the next, you know, 9 months.
Right.
So I got two bottles of it, two nice. Big bottles of it. Mm-hmm. And so I still have it. Actually, I just finished it this morning, Tom. So after the body, I do the shampoo and conditioner in one. I do my mm-hmm. hair, and then I mm-hmm. do my beard also.
Yeah.
And then I do a face wash. Then I'm out.
You don't rinse it?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like...
You want to get your money's
worth.
Let it
sink into the pores, and then I rinse it off
why
at the beginning.
Why flush it down the drain?
Exactly. It
you paid for
expensive.
It.
Yeah. And so the next day, it gets rinsed off in the beginning of my next shower.
Perfect.
Is that order acceptable to you? I was a little bit nervous that you were just going to attack
yeah,
me for whatever I said.
I didn't prep you on these questions beforehand. Yeah, that's fine. I do. I have a all-in-one shampoo conditioner lately, and I do that first so that the conditioner can really do its magic while I'm washing everything else. Now, let me ask you this: are you?
You know what I like to do, Tom?
What?
I understand the efficiency there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while that's doing, you can wash your body.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to just leave the conditioner in there and just think for a minute. Just like stop and enjoy the fact that there's a pleasant experience. There's a comfortable temperature of water just raining down on me. I'm not looking at a screen. This is the 5 minutes in my day that I'm not looking at either a computer, a phone, or a television screen.
Yeah.
And, It's nice. It's the only time that I'm not letting myself be bombarded with stimuli.
Well, I have a Bluetooth speaker in my shower, so I listen to podcasts while I shower. Sometimes, though, I'll start thinking about something, and I'll turn off that Bluetooth speaker. And guess what? I have in my shower a waterproof pad and a pencil. And sometimes I write down ideas in there, shower thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand the mechanics of what material could be waterproof, yet a pencil would be able to.
I don't know. I mean, it feels like very.
You're not going to tell me the chemical makeup of this this navy paper?
No, it's not that. It's thicker than regular paper, but it just feels very tough. Like it feels like it'd be hard to rip.
One time,
but I have ripped up some things I've written in the shower. To be honest with you,
one time I was writing in my journal outside, and a sailor walked by, and he looked at the pen that I was writing with, and he went like, "Oh, look at this guy with his Hollywood pencil."
Yeah, because that's what they refer to pens as, Hollywood pencils.
Like, oh, what is that filled with ink? The only ink I come into contact with is the ink of a squid when I get shot with it.
Do you think that's a common occurrence?
Yeah, I think Navy guys, squids are always shooting them with their ink, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that's pretty rare.
I mean, it's probably not as frequent as a shark attack, sure.
But I think that's pretty infrequent too.
Or somebody being shot into the air through by a whale's blowhole.
That does happen a lot more
they
often than you think.
Fall overboard and then they're.
Yeah, well, I guess Johnson's gone. He got swallowed by that whale, and then all of a sudden it's like, "Whoa, no, he's alive!" And he's whoa,
wow, he came out of the blowhole. What was going on in there? He's like, "Well, I was reading a book by candlelight," and then all of a sudden. Sailor's lifetime.
We should have just done this episode about sailors. We're both so knowledgeable.
Yeah, they live interesting lives. Not for me. Not for me, Tom.
Let me ask you. This was a big question on the internet, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I do wash my legs in my my legs in the shower.
Right. I feel like everybody does. I feel like there were a handful of people that don't, and that somehow turned into like, oh, half the people don't wash their legs. Also, why would my legs are some of the sweatiest things I have?
I mean, that's not true for me. But also, like, I do see, like, okay, gravity takes care of a lot of things. It's fine.
Right.
Like, due to the bottom of your feet.
No, what? I'm going to slip in the shower if I do that.
Exactly. But, like, you know that they
I wash the top of my feet. All,
I was shamed for not washing the bottom of my feet.
I don't know for sure that the bottom of my feet ever get cleaned. And I'm okay with that.
I mean, they're not, like... I'm looking at the bottom of my feet right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the cleanest thing, but you would think that if it after, you know, 30 years of not washing the bottom of my feet, I you would think it'd be like 3 inches of like mold or something,
yeah.
Right? If they weren't getting clean.
I mean, you're showing me the bottom of your feet on the video chat right now, and they are jet black. They are as black as outer space.
Tom, you're always asking me to show you my feet on the
video
chat.
Yeah, just send me some pictures real quick. That's all. I'm just curious.
You're calling me out.
I'm trying to...
You called. He had a text in the middle of the night from you. Hey, you
sorry.
Up? Can you video chat and show me your feet, wiggle your toes and
sorry,
front of the
sorry if I'm
cameras?
Curious sometimes, you know, and I'm just looking
sometimes
at
sometimes it feels like it's a little
satisfy my curiosity.
It's not simple curiosity.
I'm like, I just want to see what they look like when they step on different things and when they step on a balloon or whatever. That's normal. Something
for
friends,
last time, Tom. I'm not willing
friends know.
To waste my balloons on these types of shenanigans. Take my balloons very seriously.
Tim, I've looked into the history of showers recently.
What age were you when you first? What was the first shower you took?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I can't really
remember. I don't
know
either.
And why weren't we trusted earlier? Like, a bath is way more dangerous than a shower.
But it's manageable. Like, somebody can manage
I guess
that.
Like
and somebody can put you in there and they won't get soaked making sure that you get clean.
Yeah, I mean, a bath is more like you're more likely to die in a bath than a shower, but you're way less likely to like slip and crack your head on a faucet in a bath. So
and
that makes sense.
And a 2-year-old isn't gonna get clean in a shower because they're not gonna clean themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you had to reach in and clean the kid, you're going to get shot with all the shower, the water.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
I don't remember. I think, and maybe like we were lucky, like, you know, I mean, I can't speak for you, but like, we were lucky that we didn't have to like, you know, shower with our dads to learn how a shower works or anything.
Yeah, but
I was going to say we were lucky because like we grew up in a beach town, so there were outdoor showers. So I feel like our parents were like, he gets the idea. Like I've seen him in an outdoor shower, you know, wearing a bathing suit. He knows what to do.
Yeah,
I can trust him in an outdoor shower.
I shouldn't have been trusted. I can't imagine that like the first year or so of me showering
you were doing it
right. Very effective. Takes me a while to catch on to certain things.
Well, I looked up, Tim, do you know what the first shower was in history? I looked up the history of showers.
Tom, I don't want to talk about this.
I'm working on a book. Do you know what the first shower was?
A waterfall.
Tim, you're right.
Yes.
The waterfall, a.k.a. God shower. That was the first shower that people, you know, people stood under waterfalls and they were like, hey, this ain't half bad.
Yeah. Now, what is God's shower? Because God arranged it?
Yeah, he arranged a waterfall. I mean, God's shower is probably just rain. But, you know, you can't rely on rain all the time. You can rely on a shower.
Yeah.
Rain is God's surprise shower. Waterfalls, God's reliable shower.
Rain is God's super soaker attack on you.
I think waterfall.
God's teens jumping out of the bushes.
But beyond that, like the first like real showers, ancient Greeks had communal showers, and they even had bars to put your clothes up on.
Wow, those Greeks.
And the crazy, like, I gotta read a book about these ancient Greeks, because the thing was, they had plumbing and stuff, and then like everybody forgot about plumbing for 2,000 years. Nobody tried it again.
Well, now we're doing it, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, but think about it. If we had been doing plumbing this whole time, think about how much more advanced we'd be. How much further along we'd be with plumbing technology.
Can you imagine if we were even
digital
30
pipes
years ahead?
Imagine that.
What plumbing, what advancements in the field of plumbing have occurred in our lifetimes?
I mean, probably not that many. Like low flow shower heads. That's probably about it. I mean, the pipes that the water we both use to shower are probably about 100 years old and have not been
Yeah, but they're developing new plumbing technologies, right? I guess efficiency.
Home technology, I think. Not necessarily, like communal, or not communal, but like...
Well, I don't take very many communal showers, especially in this day and age.
That was, man, talk about a bad time when you were in high school and it was like, guess what? Now you have to take a shower with other boys.
Yeah, I literally never did that.
I remember being always finding a way to weasel out of it. And then one time it was just like, nope, everybody at least has to get their hair wet. And just holding a tiny towel in front of my genitals and going into the shower and thinking like, yeah, I don't really care if people see my butt. It's fine. It looks like everybody else's butt. But it was horrible. I hated it.
Joke's on you, your butt doesn't look like everybody else's butt. It's weird, Tom. The rest of us talk about it.
But
that sucked, and they were like, oh, but what, you know, it's gym class, so you're running around, you're going to get all sweaty.
Yeah.
You need to shower before you go back to class. And I was just like, well, I know how to solve this problem. I won't participate in gym class and get all sweaty.
Yeah, I'll make sure I keep my activity to a minimum so I don't get sweaty.
I tried hard and did well in high school, and it sucked that, like, I had this attitude that I was just like, look, I don't want to go to gym class. This sucks and it's useless. And so help me God, if you screw me on this and give me anything less than an A in this class, I'm going to be furious and you know, blame you for ruining my life.
Which they could do if you were unwilling to get nude in front of them.
Exactly. And they're just like, all right, well, then take your freaking pants off and lather yourself up in front of me.
The state says you have to show me your nude body for me to give you an A. They've invested that authority in me. The first mechanical shower was in England in 1767. Two fatal flaws in this stupid ass shower. One, it didn't work with hot water.
Okay. Well, they couldn't regulate it.
The second one was that it was basically like a closed loop. It just kept using the same water over and over again. Well, now you're putting all that dirt right back on you.
Yeah. I mean, it's no worse than seawater.
Nah, seawater is better than dirty water.
Seawater is dirty water.
Than human filth water.
What would you rather have to live on for a month? Seawater?
Mm-hmm.
Or bath water from humans.
Seawater, because I could make a makeshift desalinization thing with a black garbage bag.
You're the kind of guy that thinks that you can desalinize water.
I can 100% desalinize water if push came to shove. If it was between drinking seawater that I could desalinize or dirty bath water, seawater every time.
But what about that you can't desalinize? Because you don't know how to desalinize water.
I do know how, and I think I'd rather die from seawater, I think, than dirty water.
Really? It's just a month.
Do I get to see who took the shower?
I don't think you want to see who took the shower.
Well, if you tell me that, then I definitely don't want.
No, I think that's going to psychologically be better, right?
Yeah, but
because like then you can be like, oh, maybe this is the tiniest, cleanest person.
What if they're careless. Like, what if they're like, all right, here's the water, and it's a supermodel Kathy Ireland taking a shower.
But you can just imagine that's the case, right?
Yeah, you're into that. If the water is very filthy, I'm gonna know it wasn't her.
You're always bidding on purported Kathy Ireland bathwater on eBay, right? But then those auctions generally get shut down before a winner is announced.
And they never can provide the certificate of authenticity that's really necessary to spend the kind of money that they're charging, to be honest with you. So the civilization reinvented plumbing in 1850. Morons. What a bunch of morons. Took 2,000 years to come up with something somebody else came up with. I could come up with anything somebody came up with 2,000 years ago. Ironically enough, some of the first big implementations of these new showers were by the French army.
You said that was ironic?
Yeah, because French people are notoriously stinky and don't take showers.
I don't think that's actually true.
They're not necessarily stinky, but like culturally, they don't shower as much as, you know, an American does, for example.
I only know one French person, Tom.
Yeah, and they smell like shit all the time.
Well, they don't shower that often, proudly.
Exactly. I was also looking up freaking Brazilian. In Brazil, they have electric showers. To heat up and like pump the water, and it's like literally just a somewhat regular looking shower head with a cord coming out of it that you plug into the wall. It looks like a suicide shower.
That'll wake you up, right?
My
morning coffee in that case.
And showers, you are third in household water use after toilets and washing machines. Toilets, the number one use of water, which I would have assumed it was showers. And I use a toilet pretty regularly. But
you use a toilet an alarming amount, Tom.
Also, I found out in my research that I had never thought of this, but it makes sense. When a person takes a shower may indicate their social position. Blue-collar workers and children have been found to be more likely to take a shower in the evening after work and school, whereas white-collar workers have been found to take shower in the mornings before work.
I used to take a shower at night. I used to be a nighttime boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched.
You got a fancy office job.
Yeah, and then I became a morning man.
Mm-hmm.
But Tom, guess what happened briefly during these uncertain times?
Let me guess.
I turned it.
You're an afternoon shower guy.
I'm a midday shower guy for a few weeks. It was a treat. When you're not leaving your home, taking a break at like 2 p.m. and taking a nice, refreshing shower is pretty freaking magical, Tom.
I've unfortunately done that more often than I would like, but I don't consider it a treat. It screws up my day. It makes me feel weird. Because it just makes my time frame feel all off.
Well, just friggin' understand what time it is then.
Have you ever had... So I recently put up a shower curtain that is see-through.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable with the see-through shower curtain? Or are you afraid somebody's going to kick the door in and see your naked bottom?
No, I mean, the only time I get nervous in a shower is if I have my eyes closed when I'm shampooing or washing my face.
Oh, and somebody might come in to stab you.
And like, then it becomes an emergency where it's like, I have to open my eyes. I have to open my eyes. I have to open my eyes. I have to wash this. I have to rinse my face. I have to do this. And it's never been the case that somebody is there waiting to kill me.
Yet. Maybe only because you've been so careful up to this point.
Do you check behind the shower curtain the last time you're in the bathroom for the night before you go to bed?
I don't have to right now because I have a clear shower curtain.
Oh, right. Is that why you got the clear shower curtain?
Tim, the amount of time I save every night checking behind there to make sure there's not a boogeyman.
Or when you come in, like, you know, it hasn't happened in a while, but when I would come home from work...
Uh-huh.
The first bathroom use after I get home, you know, just check, hey, did anyone break in during the day hiding in the bathtub?
A quick peek never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I just have a terrifying thought, though. Now that I have a clear shower curtain, what if I came home one day and was, you know, using the toilet? And I looked over and I was like, everything's normal. But then I looked again and I realized it wasn't a clear shower curtain. It was just painted to look like a clear shower curtain.
Oh, man.
Then I would know for sure somebody was behind that shower curtain.
That's a definite tell.
Just waiting to spring upon me.
Very talented artist is there to murder you.
Yeah. You know what? I'm normally not super paranoid about checking behind the shower curtain if I haven't been, you know, around in a little bit. But rather than check behind the shower curtain, I'll give the shower curtain a really hard punch.
That's cool.
Well, it makes more sense.
You're just going to anger somebody if they're behind there.
If I... So wait, are you imagining if you peek behind the shower curtain, somebody would be behind there and they'd just be like, hey... And you would just close it back up and go to bed?
Yeah, I'd pretend I didn't see him.
No, I give it a you know, not a little punch, to be honest. It's a real big, you know, it's a haymaker.
You really wind up and...
Yeah, because if I open up the shower curtain, then they got a knife, they're going to thrust that knife up through my jaw into my brain.
Right.
But they're not going to see a punch coming because they're behind the shower curtain.
Who do you think would be most likely to murder you out of everyone in the world?
Out of everyone?
Yeah. Like, fortune teller came up to you and said, you're going to die, you're going to be murdered.
Yeah.
If you can tell me who if you can correctly guess who murders you, I'll tell you when it happens and I'll give you $18 million.
And it'd be somebody I knew.
Maybe not.
Oh, I mean, well, that'd be difficult if it was like a stranger that was like went crazy.
Okay, what if the fortune teller told you it's somebody that you are aware of? Who would be your top guess? You know, there's $18 million on the line.
Would I be able to ask them if it was a celebrity?
Yes, you would be able to ask that.
Okay. And what would they say?
They would say no.
Did they used to be a celebrity?
Actually, you know what? Let's say yes, they're a celebrity.
Boy, then that, I don't even know. I don't really know any celebrities. So I would ask about the level of fame. Is this somebody I'd see on the cover of Star Magazine?
You know what? No, there's no more questions.
Hmm. Can I
you
take back
three guesses?
Can I take back the first question and ask them a more specific? Is it a celebrity that's famous enough to appear on the cover of Star magazine?
Tom, what celebrity isn't famous enough to appear on the cover of Star magazine?
No, they've got a. It's Liz Taylor or Michael Jackson.
Tom, they're not gonna be responsible for your death.
Or
maybe Dr. Conrad
Princess
Murray.
Furry. Oh, doctor. Yeah. Well, if I knew him in real life, he would be number one. I'd be like, oh, it's going to be Dr. Conrad Murray.
Right. If you had to take a guess, you know you're getting murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody you know.
I
who
mean,
did it?
Yeah, I would guess it was you because nobody else that I know of has ever asked me this question. So it seems like a tell or something. It seems like this is going to be a clip that's played back during a murder podcast in a few years of like, all the signs were there.
I don't think there'll be that many murder podcasts in a few years. It'll probably be played back in court, though.
Yeah.
But like, it's not gonna happen.
Okay. Yeah, I believe
Tom,
you.
Tom, we're business partners.
Yeah, okay.
We used to be friends.
We used to be friends. Tim, in business partners, that's like the number one person who murders other people, business partners. You want to get this business all for yourself so you can buy your own Segway that you don't have to share.
Tom, all right. This Segway situation.
Uh-huh.
Last week we did an episode about...
Segways. Uh-huh.
And you had an ongoing bit,
mm-hmm.
a recurring bit that, we should use company money to buy a Segway. And good fun. But you've brought it up in normal conversation over the past week. And then for some reason today tweeted a poll. Should we buy one? You were really trying to get a Segway as a business expense. And I should say, Tom, I filed our taxes recently.
Uh-huh.
You stopped... My company credit card does not work anymore. I went to file our company taxes, and my card doesn't work. And I'm just like, hey, I need money to pay for our tax preparation for our company.
That's actually true, but it's completely unrelated.
And you're just dragging your feet on that. At the same time, you're just like, we should buy a Segway for the company that I will keep at my home.
Not all the time keep in my home, but...
It doesn't seem like you're on the up
well,
and up here.
It seems like you misinterpreted the idea that this was a bit, Tim. This was a business conversation that honestly I was unaware made it into the podcast. I thought all of that was off mic when we talked about buying one for business use. But I have checked in on the poll here. 92.3% say yes. Only 7.7% say no.
How many votes were in?
222 as of...
That's not a big enough sample.
That's a bit... I mean, well, we'll see
if
what
we
happens.
If we get 1,000 total votes on that,
mm-hmm.
and yeses win, we'll do it.
Well,
I'll approve it.
The poll's only up for 50 more hours, Sim. Now I'm going to have to put some money into it to display it as an ad. just to get more people to see it.
All right. After the plugs, we'll have our final thoughts on showers.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow...
Tom, that was me subtly saying, hey, we should end the show.
You can find out more at facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter @completeguide. You get, hey, fun polls sometimes where you get to weigh in on business decisions. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
You can follow me at your pal Tim.
And you can support the show by checking out our
That's
Patreon.
That's not what I sound like.
Patreon.com/completeguide.
Cut the shit, Tom. That's not what I sound like.
It is our secondary podcast, Books the Podcast. This week we are finishing up I Am Legend, which Tim is reading, by Richard Matheson. One of my favorite novels of all time, perhaps even my favorite novel of all time. So if you want to hear what Tim thinks about it and what I think about what Tim thinks about it, Patreon.com/complete guide is the place.
I bet what you think about my opinions will be some mean spirited bullying.
Well, maybe you should change your opinion then and make it more palatable to a wide audience. I think that's all the plugs. That's all the basic plugs, Tim. What are your
Reddit, Discord?
Well, those are extended plugs. This week, I want to hear your thoughts on showering. We've never taken a shower together, have we?
No.
Even in like the army or anything?
I was never in the army.
We took a shower next to each other in San Francisco after we got back from camping.
Yeah, at a spa.
But we were in separate stalls. Yeah. We've never taken a communal shower together.
No.
And we never will, as far as I'm concerned.
I haven't been in very many communal showers.
I haven't either, and I make it a point. Well, people that listen to this show would know, about a year ago, I went to a Korean spa where I had to be nude in a communal shower. But I try as hard as I possibly can to avoid seeing any of my friends nude.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, pretty unnecessary. They don't want me to see them nude. I don't want to see them nude. Let's keep it that way, everybody.
Yeah, I just have no strong feelings either way, I guess. I guess I try to avoid seeing nude people who, you know, in everyday life.
Well, I think your web browser history would say otherwise.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.